Last time we were talking about Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis, the different drachim that the Gemara has to try to explain the machlokas amoraim as to whether a shliach who said v'fanayim had to say it in front of two or in front of three. So the final ukimta of the Gemara, the final pshat, is that the Gemara says b'dirabbanan, we all agree that eid nasadayim. So what's the machlokas? If everyone says eid nasadayim, so everyone should agree that two is enough, and the shliach can be the third dayan. The Gemara says, no, we're afraid that since a woman can bring a get as well, a woman is ksheira to be the shliach. So you would think that zina demaisa itza gita, right? Or zina demaisa le itza, took yourselves in the Gemara, whether she's bringing her own get or just bringing the get stan. So zina demaisa le itza, and then we'll be samech on her to be one of the dayanim. And that's a problem, because a woman is psula ladan, she can't be one of the dayan. So therefore, Chazal will go there that you always should have three, so that in the event that the woman brings the get, you'll still have three dayanim besides her. And this is the Gemara. So we pointed out that it's clear from the Gemara that an isha is psula ladan, according to that girsa of the Gemara. An isha is psula ladan. It's not that she's a balas dover, and that's why she's psula. No, even an isha stam is psula ladan, and that's why Chazal made the gzer. But Tosfos on Daf Peches Amud Beis has 2 days about this, whether an isha tak is psula ladan or not. Tosfos initially wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Nida that a woman is psula ladan. That's because the Mishnah says kala kosher ladan kosher lahayit. Kala kosher ladan kosher lahayit. Someone who's kosher to be a dayan is kosher to be an aid. So from that you get the impression that if someone who's posel, a psula lahayit, is psula ladan. So a woman we know is psula lahayim, right? It says va'amdu shnei anashim v'lo nashim. So a woman is psula lahayim, and meila she's psula ladan. That was the raya that Tosfos brought. Tosfos in the first day of Daf Peches says no, maybe that's not a raya. Maybe a woman is taka ksheira ladan, and the Mishnah Nida is only referring to anashim. Right? Kol ish hakasha ladan kasha lahayim. Kol ish hapasul ladan. Kalish apostle lahayid, apostle adam, right? A man who's apostle lahayid, a karov, a rasha, a gazlan. So he's going to be apostle adam. But if he's kasher lahayid, then he's going to be kasher adam. But the Mishnah's not talking about isha. Maybe even though isha is psula lahayid, maybe she's still ksher adam. That's what the Mishnah wanted to say, right? That's what Tosfos wanted to say. That even if a woman is psula lahayim, maybe she's ksheira ladan, because the Mishnah Nida is not referring to women at all. The Mishnah is not referring to women at all. So the Rashash asked from that day in Tosfos, if you hold that a woman is ksheira ladan, so how do we understand this Gemara? What's the Chashash? What are we afraid of? So comes the Rashash and says, no, there's another gears of the Gemara that we're not afraid of a woman bringing the get, we're afraid of the woman herself bringing the get, bringing her own get. She's psula because she's a balas dava. An isha stam would be ksheira ladan, that wouldn't be a problem. But an isha is a bailas dover, certainly is going to be a problem. She can't be a dayan in her own dintara with the get. That doesn't make any sense. So that must be the proper gear. So according to that Tosfos, that's what the Rashash answered. So we just left hanging on Thursday. We said, what's pshat in Tosfos though? Tosfos has this one day that a woman is ksheira ladan. It doesn't seem to be the mainstream shita. Most dayas would say that she's psula ladan. Because Mistama, the Mishnah Nida, is going on women too, not just on men. But this day in Tos, first day in Tos, is on Peches and Beis and Gittin, says it's talking about men, it's not talking about women. So why would that be? Why would the Mishnah that says Kala Kosha Ladan Kosha Lahoy, why would that be talking about men and not women? It's talking about anyone. Like, why should it have to be talking about men and not women? The Rav wanted to suggest, and this Rabbi Shachter quotes in his Sefer Ginas Egos, in Simon Lamed Ches, the Rav said maybe there's a Yesod that Tosfos here in Gittin is telling us, that is, that it's not just that a woman is psula lahoy. She's not a bas edus bechlal. She's not a shame eight. She's in a worse situation than someone who's just posel. You know, someone who's a gazlan or someone who's a karo, so he might be posel lahoy in this context, but he can be an eight in a different context. It's not that he's mufka from the parsha of edus. He's shy to the parsha of Eidus, but in this particular context, in this din Torah, he can't be made. He has a psul over here. But a woman is worse than that. A woman doesn't have a shaychus to edus bechlal. It's not just in this case. She doesn't have a shaychus in any case. She doesn't have a shame eid bechlal. So maybe that's what Tosis is saying, that the comparison between edus and dayonus that the Mishnah Nida is making, the Mishnah is saying that someone who's shaykh to edus, if he's kosher lodon, he's kosher lahayid as well. But someone who's posel lahayid, right, the contrapositive of that, the opposite, if someone who's posel lahayid is posel lodon. But just because a woman is psul lahayid should not make her psul lodon, because her psul lahayid is not a psul. It's that she's not shaykh to edus bechlal. Right? It's exeris hakosev, that she's not a bas edus at all. She doesn't have a shame aid. So the fact that she doesn't have a shame aid, why should that make it that she doesn't have a shame dayan? Where does it say that you dafka need men to be dayanim? What does the pasuk say? Lifnei Hashem. It doesn't say anoshim. So there's no exeris hakosev to say that you can only have men. There's exeris hakosev to say that you can only have men to testify, to be edim. So if you only have men to testify, the woman doesn't have a shame aid bechlal. So she doesn't have a shame aid bechlal. So She's not within this discussion of the Mishnah Nida, because the Mishnah Nida is saying that someone who's pasul lahayid, someone who isn't aid, but is pasul lahayid in this context, is pasul ladin too. But if a woman is not shayach to aidus, so then this whole comparison between aidus and dayonus doesn't apply to women at all. Maybe that's the bir advarim in the first day of Tosis and that pechas amid base. So this yisod of the Rav that a woman doesn't have a shame aid, this already is found in the Nesivis. Nesivis HaMishpat, in a celebrated comment, right, he quotes the Tumim, actually. He says, Va'od Kosav. What's Va'od Kosav? So we're not doing the first part of the Nesivis, where he says, I ain't Tumim, but he's quoting the Tumim. The Tumim says, Shekarov Lalova Amina Mistama Layada. I'm sorry, that's went back a line. Va'od Kosav, the Isha, came in the Eina Ru'iya Lahayid. What's he talking about? Bittel ha'edus. What does he mean, bittel ha'edus? Or he means that we know there's a principle that nitzachem em karav apostle edus and betela. What happens if you have a cat of three edim? One of them is a karav or apostle, so then the whole cat is bottle. Even though you could have said, Dal mehochi, the karav apostle, let's just accept the other two edim. Right? There's no need to have the three. No, but that's the gzeras hakosav, right? Al pishnayim edim, al shlosha edim, yumas hameis, makash shlosha lishnayim, mashnayim nimtzachem am karav apostle, edusim v'teila. If you have shnayim, you have two edim, one of them is a karav apostle, the whole edus is batel. Why? Because if one of them is a karav apostle, then you only have one edim. It's pretty obvious, right? But the chiddush is that just like nimtzachem am karav apostle by shnayim edusim v'teila, so too by shlosha. Even though technically you don't need the third guy, but that's the gzeras hakosav. That's the gzeras hakosav. Sokta tumim. But if you have an isha, nesivus adds in istama a goyim cotton too. If you have someone who doesn't have a shame aid bichlal, so the rule of nitzach and karav apostle is not going to apply to such a person. It's not going to apply to such a person. Not going to be mevatel any edus. Why? So the pasha pshat is, if you hold nitzach and karav apostle is not means that the psul of the eight apostle is mispashet to all the edim. Who said that? Reb Kiva Eger, very good. Shlomo Leib. Right, Reb Kiva Eger wanted to say on Daf Gimel that Nimzach and Karav Apostle Yisum B'Teila means that the psul is mispashit. So clearly, if the woman doesn't have a shame aid, she doesn't have a psul, it can't be mispashit. It can't be mispashit. She's just a zero. She's a zero. She's not a negative. She's a zero, not a negative. So if you hold that Eidusim B'Teila because the psul is mispashit, so certainly that's not going to apply to a woman. But I think even if you have the other pshat, right, we suggested a different idea, that maybe Nimzach and Karav Apostle Yisum B'Teila is a din in what? In the bittel shleimus hakat, right? That you have a kat, you have a group of three edim, and they come to bezin as a unit, and if we're mevatel a chelik of that kat, and the whole kat is batel. So I think that also you can't say by a woman, because if she doesn't have a shame aid, then she's not part of the kat. It's just she registers as a zero. So she registers as a zero, so then she's not going to affect the kat. The kat is only defined by the edim who do have a shame aid. So maybe, even according to that side, you can't say Eidusim B'Teila, right? Even if Nimtzach Me'am Karav Apostle Eidusim B'Teila is a function of the Bittul of Shleimus HaKat, but a woman, according to the Nesivas, a woman is not part of the Kat because she doesn't have a Shem Eid B'Chlal. So if she doesn't have a Shem Eid, so then we don't look at her at all. Right? For Eidus, we just look at her as not being here, not being part of the Kat. Right? Women are very choshev, but then they can't be Eidim, so they're not considered part of the Kat. So it doesn't matter that she's possible. She's more than possible. She's not here. So if she's not here, then we only examine the two Eidim, and if they're Ksherim, so then we can accept that testimony. Okay. So this can explain the first day of Tosfos and Gittin on Daf Pei Chesed. So the Gemara says that there's a gzeir over here. We're afraid that the woman might bring a get, and she's psula ladon, either women in general, or balas davar, as we said, she's psula ladon, and that's why they make a gzeira. The Manda Omer, who says, bifnei shlosha, makes a gzeira, that you always need shlosha, because shnayim is not going to be enough if a woman's the one who brings the get. So comes Tosfos and adds another point. Tosfos de Maskel Hochi says, "V'hu adin davar matzi lemeimar zimnen de maisi lekarov." Tosfos says that you didn't have to say that the gzeira is up to isha. You could have said zimnen de maisi lekarov. You have a gzeira of a karov bringing the get, because the same problem exists with a karov. The karov can't be a dying. So the same gzeira that exists by isha would have existed by karov as well. The Ran echoes this sentiment of Tosfos, but he adds a little bit. Here's the Ran. The Ran is on the Beis Amud Aleph, yeah? The Beis Amud Aleph in the Rif. Ran says, Rabbi Chanina Sover Avagad the Vidirabban Eid Nasidai and the Kim Aged Rabban Hu the Midrais of Loboy Kim Shtaris. Avilochi Imno Makanchi Ha'Eid Nasidai Zimnin the Isa Isha Atzma Gita Kidan Ha Isha Atzma Mevia Gita Uvach Te Tzichalam of Harid Defani Nechtan the Samchinan Ilavol Hitstarif Lishlosha Kishar Shluchin the Alma. As the Ran, the Gzeris Otto Isha Atzma, right? Zimnin the Maisla. It's a gita. Zimnin de Isa Isha Atzma Gita. Maybe the woman's going to bring her own get, and of course she's psula lada. Notice he's learning that the gzeira is atu balastov, right? Balastov, and we'll be samech on her, and that's a problem. Ve'avagav the isha lo shchicha kedisa begemara. Even though isha's lo shchicha, right? That's the Tosfos of Rosh's kasha. Remember. Even though Isha is lo shchicha, k'disa b'gemara, v'lekel emigza mishim leta di double achud. How can you be gozer to Isha? It's doch hamils lo shchicha. That was the kasha of the Tosfos Rosh, and we had a whole back and forth. Eli and Tuvia, the pilpiling. So the Ran deals with this kasha. The Ran deals with the kasha. On Thursday, I forgot the Ran. The Ran deals with the kasha. You got to go weiter. You see, often the answer to your kasha is by going weiter. You go weiter, you'll read some more Rishon, you'll get the answer to your kasha. But this is the answer. The Ran says, of course, Isha Atzma is lo shchicha. Afilu achi ikal ameicha shdilma maisi lo karov. Ela denokan hocha Isha mishim demisniya behedya. Ah, Isha Atzma is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in the second parak talks about a woman herself bringing a get. So that's why the Gemara formulated it as a gzeira atu Isha. But it's not really a gzeira atu Isha. If we only had Isha, we wouldn't make a gzeira. It's docha milsad lo shchicha. The real gzeira is atu karov. But the Gemara formulated it as a gzeira atu Isha, because that's the case that we're familiar with. But it's not really, it's rather chiddush, right? That we pick on the case that really you wouldn't even make a gzeira for, because it's a milsad lo shchicha, right? But the real gzeira is atu karov. It's just it mentions Isha atzma, because that's the case in the Mishnah later on. Okay, so this is similar to the first day in Tosfos, that karov is also possible to bring again. A karov is also possible to bring a get because he can't be mitzaref to be a dayan. A karov wouldn't be able to be mitzaref to be a dayan in the kiyum of a fanim to fanim nechtan. Yeah. Yesh omrim, but then the Ran quotes another day. Yesh omrim, the kevin shizgir chashash avo esa isha shudav shen amatzoi lo hizgir karov apostol. Others say that the fact that the Gemara picks on Isha, why is it picking on Isha? They're picking on Isha because it's a mission in the second parak. Come on. It must be picking on Isha because that's the Ikar Gzeira. Must be, right? He mentions Isha, doesn't mention Karva Apostle. Mashma Sha'afa Krovim, it's not from Lishlosha.
Avagav the Dayanim Krovim Lebal Dover Psulim Baalma Filochi Hikilu Lachshiram Kan Kmoshi Kilu VeAminu Abal Dover LaKaimo VeLam Mfaniut Afani Nechta. No, no, Yisha Mevi Agito VeVachtei Tzich LaLam Mfaniut Afani Nechta.
Of the Ran, Yeshayim in the Ran says that despite the fact that normally a karov is possible to be a dayan for kiyum shtaros, but a karov is kosher for the kiyum shtaros of b'fanai. A karov is kosher for the kiyum shtaros of b'fanai. So it's davka isha, the gzera is only isha. Karov is kosher against tosis, against the first day in the Ran. That a karov is kosher to be a dayan in the kiyum of b'fanai nechta. So the gzera is not karov. The gzera is davka isha. Gzera is davka isha. You see, if he told me that the gzera is isha, and it's not talking about isha atzma, it's talking about stam and isha, so then I'd be happy, right? If it's talking about stam isha, so then I'd say, oh, that's not musaf lo shchicha, that's great. Problem is, this particular day in Iran seems to be saying that the gzera is atu isha atzma, even though it's a musaf lo shchicha, but he says karov is not going to help us because karov must be kosher, right? Because if Chazal were makel that a karov could bring the get. So Chazal also have to be mekel that the karov could be a dayan in the kiyum. So karov certainly has to be kosher to be a dayan in this kiyum shtaros of b'fani. So what's the gzeira? He says the gzeira is atu isha atzma. It's a little bit shver, right? It's a milsad lo shchicha. I'm not sure what to say. Milsad lo shchicha. The afal b'kei lo hechshirish et tztarif lo isha legimel b'shem the isha lav bas din hiklam. You see from the conclusion of the Ran that it's not Isha Atzma. That's not really the key. Even though the Mishnah later on is talking about Isha Atzma, we're really talking about Isha Stam. Right? And Isha Stam is Lav Bas Dinhi, right? Like the Nesivis. Right? She's Lav Bas Dinhi. She's not Shayach to Din. She's not Shayach to Eidah. She's not Shayach to Din. So she's not Shayach to Din. So even if Chazal are Mekel to say that Krovin, a karov is kosher to be a dayan for the kiyum of b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, but an isha is not kshera to be a dayan for b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. Is he talking about isha atzma? He doesn't say that here. He says isha's lav bas dini klav. Sounds a little bit like he's saying that even stam an isha would be psula to be a dayan for b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. Okay? So maybe that's the gzera of the Gemara. The gzera of the Gemara, you know, he focuses so much on Isha Atzma, even within this day. Maybe he's really talking about Stam Isha. If the Gzeir is Otu Stam Isha, which is not a Milsad Lo Shchicha, Isha is just as good as an Ish. Right? She's a Shliach. Why would I make a man a Shliach more than a woman being a Shliach? Maybe I make a woman a Shliach. If she's going to the wife's area, so then you can make a woman into a Shliach. It's just as Shchicha. Isha Atzma is Lo Shchicha, but Stam and Isha is Shchicha. So there, we have a makom for the gzeira. You have a makom for the gzeira because an isha is lav bas din klal, and says the Yeshayim in the Ran, even if Chazal are going to be mekel to say that a karov is kosher to be a dayan for the kiyum of a fanut of a, but an isha is not going to be kshera because she's lav bas din klal, so it makes sense to make a gzeira atu isha. Okay, these are the two deis in the Ran, that either the gzeira is also about karov, it's just the Gemara picked on Isha because that's what the Mishnah talks about, that case we have in the Mishnah. Or no, Karov is taka kosher. Karov is kosher to be a dayan for b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, even though Krov Mavada apostle to be dayanim for kiyum shtaros in general. But here, Chazal HaMekel, just like the Mekel that the Karov could bring the get, and he could say the b'fanei, which is the kiyum. So too, the Korov can be the dayan to be makabel the b'fanai, right? To paskin on the b'fanai, on that kiyum. But Isha? No, Isha's psula, even for the kiyum of b'fanai, because she's lav bas din klal, so therefore she's completely mufka. So the gzera is otu Isha, the gzera is not otu Korov. Hey, this is the second day in the Ran. The Rashba echoes this second day. Right? The Rashba echoes the second day, and then he's also Mosif onto the second day. What does the Rashba say? Rashba says, Alkei nirali b'halocha d'hocha afilu akrovim k'sherim u'mitztarfim. Lefi shani savor, d'afilu ba'alma d'ayonik kiyum ve'ede kiyum ava b'shen krovim elu la'elu k'sherim. What's he saying? So first of all, he says that krovim are kosher, the mitzdare for the dayonas of the fani of the fani nechta. That's clearly like the Yerushalayim in the Ran, right? Krovim are kosher to be dayonim for the fani nechta. So now, to explain this, he backs up and he says, let's examine some of the halachas of Kiyum Shtaris in general, who's kosher, who's posel, and then you'll see the point where we're more makel in the Kiyum of Bafanim. So he says, Lefishani Sover, Dafilu Ba'alma, Dayone Kiyum, Ve'ede Kiyum, Avu Bishen Krovim, Elula, Eluk Sheirim. So he says, first of all, Kiyum Shtaros Ba'alma. Kiyum Shtaros in general, right? So, Eidim Krovim L'dayonim. Eidim Krovim L'dayonim. What's the din? So he says, Ani Sover, Dafilo Ba'alma, Dayonim Kiyum Ve'ede Kiyum, Avri Shem Krovim Eilu Lo. Look, Shem. Kashim. This is Kashim. Why is it Kashim? So he says, I'll give you the best raya that it's kasha. Gevaldik raya, murdik. He says, "Ukedemucha chacha darminan b'derabon and eid nasedayin ve'in lecha kurva gedolim izu." He says, "How do I know that by kiyum shtaras ba'alma, not by b'fana, even ba'alma, if you have the eidim karov to the dayanim, the eidim that are mekayim lechasimos that say that these chasimos are not forged, that we recognize the signatures, if those eidim are karov to the dayanim, that's okay." That tremendous chiddush in a normal din of dine mamonis, eidim krovim to dayanim, that's not going to be accepted. But by kiyum shtaros, we're not going to be meikel. What's the raya? Because eid nasedayim, b'derabbanan eid nasedayim, ve'ein lecha karov gadol mizeh. Right? There's no greater karov than the person himself. Right? If the same person who can be an eid can be a dayan, so obviously eidim that are krovim to the dayanim must be able to be kosher. Gevaldik, right? Think about it. Okay. And I'll add another halacha. Eidim krovim to the balei dover. That's also kosher ba'alma. Right? Eidim krovim le balei dover. Also. Ksherim. They're also ksherim by kiyum shtaros. By kiyum shtaros, not by edus of dinim amaris in general. By kiyum shtaros. Midyaminan tani reb chiya ina edim chosmen al shtara elam ken krau. The hadayonim chosmen al shtara av bishelo krau. The dayonim can be chosim al shtara. All they have to do is verify the signatures. They don't have to know whether the edim are krovim to the balei dover. They don't have to read the shtar. It doesn't matter. They're just here to say that the signatures are kosher. Right? So if the Eidim tell the Dayanim that they recognize these signatures, then that's fine. The Dayanim don't have to ascertain whether the Eidim are krovim to the Balei Dover. Now maybe they're krovim, it doesn't matter. As long as the Eidim testify that the signatures are emes and are forged, then the Dayanim can accept it. So Eidim krovim to the Balei Dover, that's also kosher. Right, because it's mashma shlo kru klav lo yadi miva mi bali adover v'lo chashinen shema edi akim krovim le bali adover. It doesn't matter. Even if the edim are krovim to the bali adover, it's fine. What says the Rashba? Well, dayonim krovim le bali adover vaday ba'al maksul. Dayonim krovim le bali adover. That's the third and final case. Dayonim krovim le bali adover. That's psul. Eidim krovim to the dayanim ksherim. Eidim krovim to the balei dover ksherim. Dayanim krovim to the balei dover. Dover absolut. Okay, these are the three cases that the Rashba has. That's ba'alma by kiyum shtaros. Aval hikilu lahashra afilu kakrovim kederech sheitirim bahava saget. But by b'faninetha, right? Kiyum. Even Dayan and Krovim le Balei Dover aksherim. Right, all these cases are kosher. Chazal are mekel. The Krovim are kosher. That's the Rashba, second day in the Ran. Right? Even if the Dayanim are Krovim to the Balei Dover, they're kosher for the Kiyum of Bafani. They're not kosher for the for Kiyum Shtaraz Da'alma, Zok the Rashba. Dayanim Krovim to the Balei Dover by Kiyum Shtaraz Da'alma, not going to work. The other cases of Krovim do work. But by Bafani, the Bafani Nachtav, even in the Krovim to the Balei Dover, that's still going to work. That's still going to work. This is the Rashba. This is the Rashba. So the Emes, it's mashma like the Rashba from the Shulchan Aruch. This chiluk between the first two cases and the third cases is mashma from the Shulchan Aruch as well. Which Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch in Koshe Mishpat, in Simen Mem Vav, Sif Yud Tes, he quotes the halachas of which krovim apostle of Kiyum Shtaraz. He says like this. This is in packet 27, page 4. Eide kiyum akrovim lamalva ulalova psulim v'yesh mishamachshim. What's the case? Eide kiyum that are korov to the Balei Dover. Eide kiyum that are korov to the Balei Dover. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two days. Which case is that? Eidim krovim lebalei dover. Oh, that's case number two. Right? Case number two, the Rashba says kosher. The Shulchan Aruch has two days about that. Says the Ramah, v'dayone kiyum akrovim lemalve ulelove hakiyum pasol. Says the Ramah, but dayonim akrovim to the Balei Dover, the kiyum is going to be pasol. Notice, the Ramah is not masig on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has two days. The Ramah is saying, even lefi the second day. The Ramah doesn't say they're the same machlokas that you have about eidim krovim lebalei dover will apply to Dayanim Krovim Le Bali Dover. No. Even if you hold that Adam Krovim Le Bali Dover are kosher, the Dayanim Krovim Le Bali Dover are going to be possible. That's exactly what the Rashba says. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes two days about number two, but the contrast between two and three you see clearly from the Shulchan Aruch. Why is there such a chiluk? Why is there such a chiluk? I don't understand. Right? He says, Udevrayim Temuim, Stocha Pele. He says the Ramah is a pella. Nira mi devei Rav, Avman demashavei dekiyum posel b'dayanikiyum. For devreim tumu, he quotes from the Ir Shushan also Lavush. For devreim tumu b'ena the pshita deman demashavei dekiyum. Who adim b'dayanikiyum? Dein tam lechaliklo. It's up to Shach. What my shnozem is a manishtana, right? If Adam krovim lebalei dover kosher in kiyum. Kiyum shtaris the Rabbanon, so we're more makel by Kiyum shtaris the Rabbanon. Not before now. Kiyum shtaris ba'alma is the Rabbanon will makel to say that Adam krovim lebalei dover kosher. So dayanim too. What's the difference? What's the difference? You're basically saying that if Adam or dayanim are krovim to the lebalei dover, it's still kosher. So why should I be mechalik between Adam and dayanim? Well, what's the reason to be mechalik? He says. Va'od the halafita ma'machshir humishim the kiyum shtaris the Rabbanon ikilu bav ukma adaraisa. The Shach says, and what's the svara that Adim Krovim Lebalei Dover Kosher? What's the svara? What's the svara? Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan. That since Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, once Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan, Chazal can make their rules. So the rule is regarding this halacha, they leave it on the Daraisa. That Adim Achasuma Shtaris Kimishnech Redusim Bebezdin, that you only Kim at all. Right? They have the right to say what the rules are, because if they leave it on the deraisa, then you don't need kiyum at all. So they can say that even if the Edom are krovim to the Balei Dover, it's still kosher. So by the same token, if kiyum shtaris rabbanon, why would they say that the dayanim krovim to the Balei Dover is going to be possible? Why? If the whole svar is kiyum shtaris rabbanon, so the same svar should apply to dayanim. Well, why should you be mechali between Edom and dayanim? That's the Shah. The Shah finds this to be a pella. It is what the Rashba says. It's muchach from the Ramah that the Ramah also holds the chiluk between Edom and Dayanim by Kiyum Shtaraz Da'alma. Again, by Kiyum of Bafanai, we're going to be mekel even by Dayanim, krovim to the Balei Dover. Right? Let's not forget that. Right? Our Gemara is this box. Right? Everyone says that even if the Dayanim are krovim to the Balei Dover, I should say everyone, that the second day in the Ran, and the Rashba say that if the Dayanim are krovim to the Balei Dover, they'll be kosher for the Kiyum of Bafana. The first day in the Ran disagrees. Tosfos disagrees. Right? But the second day in the Ran, the Rashba say that even the Krovim to the Balei Dover, they're going to be kosher. But in Kiyum Shtaraz Da'alma, in Kiyum Shtaraz Da'alma, both the Rashba and the Ramah seem to say that, no, we're more machar by Dayanim as opposed to Edim. Maishna, frek the Shach, well, what's the Svara to say that there should be different? I saw Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in his Shiurim, he wants to say, Alomdis, alumnus that we've said before in other contexts. The Shmuel says, if you recall, we talked about the Eidos of Kiyum Shtaris. And some of the halachas of Eidos of Kiyum Shtaris are different than normal. The Moshel, he found the Gemara in Bava Kamad of Kufi Beis and Beis says what? That Ein Mekabel Eidos Shelo Befnei Baldin? That you can only be Mekabel Eidos in front of Baldin? What's the halacha in Kiyum Shtaris? So by Kiyum Shtaris, we saw there's a Machlokas Amaron. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, I think, says that Kiyum Shtaris you can do Shelo Befnei Baldin. Why? This is also a Kabbalah Seidus. Like, if you aim a Kabbalah Shalom Tnei Baldin in general, so by Kiyum Shtaris also. How can you be Kabbalah of Kiyum Shtaris Shalom Tnei Baldin? Do we say that the one, that the Amora who holds that Mekayman is Ashtar Shalom Tnei Baldin, he'd say Kabbalah Eidus Shalom Tnei Baldin? Tachapele? Tapasuk? Who had Bivolov? Everyone holds you have to be Kabbalah Eidus Tnei Baldin. So what's going on? So the Rashba in Bava Kama said what? Does anyone recall? What does the Rashba say? Why can you be Mekayim Ashtar Shalom Lefnei Baldin? What? Exactly. The real answer of the Rashba is that, is it Mekabel Eidah Shalom Lefnei Baldin? It's not really Shalom Lefnei Baldin. Because they're not testifying on the Monesh Abishtar. They're not testifying about the Halva itself. The Halva itself affects the Lovah. So any testimony about the halva, that you have to be mekabel edus b'fnei baldin. But edus on kiyum ashtar, that's not edus on the money shabishtar, the money, the amount, the money of the shtar. That's an edus on the chasimus. The lova is not the baldover on the chasimus. The chasimus, that's the shtar, but that's not the lova. The lova is a baldover about himself and about his money. But the shtar itself, the chefza shel shtar, the chasima and the shtar, it's a different... It's a different inyan. Okay, it relates to the money, but it's not directly the money. Says Dr. Rajma, the lova is not viewed as a baldover regarding the Eidos of Kiyum. Eidos of Kiyum is on the chasima itself. It's on the chasima itself. So that's why you can be makabel Eidos for Kiyum Ashtar Shalom Befnei Baldin. That's how the Rajba explained it. So by the same token, it would make a lot of sense that even if the Eidim are krovim to the Bali Dov, are krovim to the Lova, let's say. Even if the Eidim are krovim to the Lova, so there's no problem when it comes to Kiyum Shtaris, because what are the Eidim doing? The Eidim are testifying about the Chasimus. They're not testifying about the Manu Shebishtar. So if they're not testifying about the Manu Shebishtar, then they're not really krovim to the Bali Dov regarding Kiyum. Maybe that's the Svar. That even if the Eidim are krovim to the Lova, they're not viewed as krovim to the Bali Dover because Eidos of Kiyum Shtaris is not on the Manesh Abishtar. Right? Eidos of Kiyum Shtaris is not on the Manesh Abishtar, it's on the Chasima. It's just on the Chasimas themselves. So if it's not on the Manesh Abishtar, then even though the Eidim look like they're krovim to the Bali Dover, they're not really krovim to the Bali Dover. The Bali Dover and the Chasima really are the Eidim, the Chasimas themselves. So they're not really krovim to the Bali Dover, so that's why they'd be kosher for Kiyum Shtaris. But the Dayanim, what are Dayanim doing? The Dayanim of Kiyum Shtaris, what are they doing? What are they paskening on? Right? They're issuing a psak halacha that the shtar is mekuyim. So what are they paskening on? Are they paskening on the chasimus? They're not paskening on the chasimus. The psak is on what? It's on the shtar. The psak is that the shtar is kosher. Why is the shtar kosher? The shtar is kosher because the chasimas are not forged. So they're not paskening directly on the chasimas. They're saying, the most of Tlasa Kachad Avena, we were three together, and the Eidim came, and they said that the chasimas are good, so now we will Mekayim the shtar. The psak din of the Dayanim is on the shtar. Oh, regarding the shtar, the lova is a baldov. Regarding the shtar, which is the monish of a shtar, right, regarding the shtar, the lova is a baldover. So maybe that's what the Rashba is saying. If the Eidim are krovim to the lova, that's not going to pass over Kiyum Shtaros because the Eidus of the Kiyum Shtaros, the real Eidus on the Kiyum Shtaros, is not on the Manesh Abishtar. So it turns out they're not really krovim to the Bali Dover. So the one who's machshir, the one day in the Mechaber, the day of the Rashba who's machshir, Eidim are krovim to the Bali Dover in Kiyum Shtaros Va'alma. That's because they hold that Eidim Krovim to the Lova are not really Krovim to the Bali Dover, because the Lova is not viewed as a Bali Dover vis-a-vis the Kiyum. because they're only made on the chasim, was not being made on the manush avishtar. But dayanim that are krovim to the bali davar, maybe they would be possible for kiyam ashtar, because dayanim are paskening on the shtar. They're saying, once we have eidim that the chasimus are not forged, so we are paskening up that this shtar is a shtar kosher. If they're saying the shtar is a shtar kosher, they are paskening on the shtar. The lover certainly is a baldover vis-a-vis the shtar. He owns the shtar. He doesn't own the chasimus, but he owns the shtar. The shtar is all about him. So maybe that's why dayanim are worse. Dayanim who are krovim to the lover, they talk it would be possible for kiyam shtars, because they're viewed as being krovim to the bali dover. But eidim that are krovim to the lovet, they're not viewed as krovim to the bali dover vis-a-vis the kiyam, because they're only mekayim lechasimos, they're not actually being made on the manush avishtar. Daniel.
Even though they're still they're not directly testifying on the bal dover, they know that their testimony in the chasimos will fit the bal dover.
It's indirectly referring to it, so apparently that's not viewed as being made on the bal dover. Apparently, even if they're only... We only say that they're made on the baldover if they're directly affecting the baldover.
What's the concern of Karav that he'll have negius and therefore
it's kiyam shtaris drabbanan?
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to be more makel. So here, we don't consider them krovim unless they directly, right? They're directly being made on the baldover. If they're not directly being made on the baldover, we don't consider them to be krovim. I think it's still relying on the fact that in Kiyam Shtaris Durabana we have a more liberal definition, or maybe I should say a more limited definition of what a Karov is. Right? It's still a kula, because they are affecting, right? They're certainly affecting the Lova. There is a Negiya to the Lova here. But Aval Pikein, we don't view them as Krovin if they're not really testifying about the Lova. If they're not testifying about the Mana Shebeshtar, then we don't view them as Krovin. Yes?
So how come in the
funai,
they're
kosher? Because Chazal are more mekel in the funai. We see Chazal are mekel that the korov can say the funai nechtam. So even dayanim that are krovim to the bali dover, that's also going to be kosher. It's a special kula of befunai the funai nechtam. Right? Because you see that the korov is kosher to say befunai.
Yeah.
The korov is kosher to say befunai itself. So then he'll be kosher to be dayanim.
If she has
nasa
eid and the eid nasa dayan, you say shlucho biyufos, wouldn't we say? So
when we
say also dying to
your phone,
therefore you can't be
dying
in the first place.
We say they're inactive. Okay, but the whole kasha the Gemara started that we say b'derabbanan eid nasadayin. B'derabbanan eid nasadayin. So kiyam shtaris eid nasadayin. Right. So what does eid nasadayin mean? That means that eidim krovim to the dayanim are kasha. Does that mean dayanim krovim to the bali dover would be kosher? No. Eid nasadayin just means eidim krovim to the dayanim. Here we're talking about eidim krovim to the bali dover or dayanim krovim to the bali dover. That's a different case. Okay? That's a different case. Okay. We'll stop here for the Gemara section. I just want to add a little bit of halacha.